saying the Lapajan wine and the Lavarga, not on Borum.
This lady's name is Emma.
Emma.
And she's going to do a little piece for the radio. You know that
one we listen to when I do the pickups in the morning? ABC, yeah? She's going to be talking to Janie a bit about arts into business.
Well, we've got 18 town camps, and all the ladies paint from all the town camps.
So they're all from different parts of Central Australia?
Yeah, different tribes. We all speak different languages, but we all understand each other's language.
Jane has been an artist for a very long time. She comes from a family of artists. Her father was a landscape painter. Her mother is an artist. She has developed this style of her own where she paints the shimmering of the little pebbles out on the Simpson Desert.
This is about the Simpson Desert rocks.
And these were the pebbles that you used to see when you were little.
I used to see these. My grandmother used to take me out all the time, you know. I think it's good, you know, all the ladies get together. And we talk about things, what we got to do, you know, in the next few days or in the next few weeks. We talk about exhibitions, how the money comes in, money goes out. You got to wait a bit longer when we have an exhibition, you know, and they all understand.
Aboriginal artists are incredibly vulnerable. They can be amazing talents as artists and yet have very little understanding of the art industry at all. This makes them vulnerable to people essentially ripping them off. And the rip-off is achieved very easily.
No, I usually tell them, you know, don't take it to the, you know, somebody that's outside, you know. They'll buy it for little money and then go off and sell it for big money. That's what I keep telling all these ladies here. They all understand.
We just had a good meeting with Ali. Sorting out a business plan for her, for money's coming in.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to the thing yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
Explaining it in Aranda and explaining it in English.
And what sort of things are you explaining to them?
About money's story and how things get sold, and it's different. You know, when we send our art thing to an exhibition, you've got to wait a bit longer.
Why do you think it's important that artists understand that money story?
Because they think, you know, if a painting goes off, they think they're going to get the money the next day. It doesn't happen. They think, oh, where's my money? Somebody's stealing my money. No, it doesn't happen that way. You got to wait. That's what I try to tell them, you know.
Aboriginal people don't have savings. They don't tend to have an understanding of the idea of saving. It's not culturally relevant. In a sense, what you do when you give things away or give money away is you're investing in the future for yourself. That means that Aboriginal people are always looking for cash. They need it not just for themselves, but to fulfil that broad network of obligation that they're a part of. So those in the industry who are a little less scrupulous can very easily buy good quality paintings from top-end artists by dangling a small amount of cash in their face.
You have a special way that you do the little fine dots, don't you?
Yeah, I do them in a quarter bottles.
Tell me a bit more about the special way that you make those little dots with syringes, don't you?
Yeah, with the little bottles, you know, with fine needles, do the circles.
Now, this is a strange thing that you're painting on. What is this thing? Not canvas, is it?
No, it's just a metal.
Looks like maybe top of a toolbox.
Yeah, maybe top of a small toolbox, eh?
So there's a bit of painting on car license plates and bits of metal and things that people are finding?
Yeah, I think we're finding it really good, you know. Artists, ladies, they like it.
Bit different.
A bit different.
I think Jane's, her commitment to community and her commitment to art centres and art centre practice is what gives her her greatest standing. That she believes in art centres and what they do for artists. Jane is probably one of those painters who would be quite able to generate her own business for herself, but she chooses to be associated with an art centre, and that's a really admirable quality, I think. You know, I think that's what gives her real credibility.